Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 21st, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And we're going to keep talking about it till we figure it out, but we need some spaces, some safe planning spaces. And we've been arguing for the cultivation of soul sufficiency, and we have to work together on this. You know, two heads are better than one in figuring out dilemmas, particularly as power has limitless heads working against us. And perhaps it would be best while I have a little bit of brain left. I'm a little anxious about that. I mean, serious biz. I mean, I'm starting to forget these are my brothers and sisters out there. And so I need to get my love back. You feel me? Sisters and brothers, in a blog from a few years back, I wrote that my whole life, every time the subject of freedom from a privatized work system came up, to which was usually attached the moniker socialism, to be achieved by some intellectual elite in the faraway time of never come. The question generally came up, but who will do the dirty work? We're now in possession of a vantage. Actually, I think, you know, we had a vantage for some time now, but I'm going to give Alice some credit. Thanks to Alice, the vantage, total immersion, coercion is a good way to look at it. The fact that we got a totalitarian system, this ain't us. This ain't what we want, this ain't who we are. And we can only be as good as this, as the world we create around us. So this vantage, total immersion, coercion, allows us to view this question of dirty work more authentically. That is, whoever designs the inner defines the society. And the inner is defined in child rearing. We want a world that's honest for the children, a world that is a flower for all of us to tend. That's what this is about. And when we trust our hearts, we get it. Our free future is a careful interweave of notes. And that word careful is not an option when we're on the market, because we have to be productive. We have to show our worth, and our agenda is set by others. For us to be careful, we have to be in possession of ourselves. We have to own our own time. We could take the time to be careful, make a harmony of our interrelationships globally. No matter not yet positive as sound. I hear that music, that voice, and am forever drawn. Though I dare not weave cat-like between, I stand in awe. The future and the falconer is here. I wait, I strain, impatient, full of fear and longing, to see, to touch, to hear. That music is all for which I long and dream. And dream there is a need for my simple song. Kropotkin would have us never forget that freedom answers best the problems of freedom. And I believe it speaks best, no less, for the problems of its achievement. That if we allow our children and we to stay free, we create the society in which dirty work means as much to us as to the swimming birds above us.